There's a pizza place just about every Hoosier has heard of, which is pretty remarkable considering many locations have no advertising budget. Pizza kings dot the corner of small towns, and most haven't changed much over the years. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, that appears to be the recipe for the Indiana restaurant's success.
It wasn't long after I moved to Indiana several years ago that I started hearing a lot about the same pizza place. Mention of Pizza King would spark passionate conversations, and it seemed everyone I met had a different favorite location. I wanted to figure out what it is about Pizza King that makes it so beloved in the Hoosier State. Mount Vernon resident Larry Commons was a good person to ask.
I've been coming here my whole life.
He drives to the same Evansville Pizza King at least three times a week for a meal. Here's his theory.
And it's just something that you don't get everywhere, so it makes it special.
Pizza King is an Indiana original. Wendell Swartz and his brother started the first restaurant in Lafayette in 1956. They developed the signature crust, sauce, and toppings the restaurant is still known for today. But here's where it gets confusing.
His brother then, after a year of business, decided that he wanted a different model. So what they did was they divided the state. Wendell took three-quarters of the state, and then his brother ended up getting roughly a quarter of it.
That's Edward Bogan, Growth and Logistics Director for Pizza King, Inc. It's one of two Pizza King companies in the state as a result of the split. Wendell's brother took the eastern portion of Indiana and set up a headquarters in Muncie. Many of the associated restaurants use the slogan "Ring the King" because you can call a pizza order in using a phone at your table at some of the locations. That company declined to do an interview for this story. The rest of the restaurants in the state are part of Pizza King, Inc., which Wendell started. Longtime employee Don Schutz bought the business in 1966 and dramatically increased its reach. Now you'll find dozens of restaurants across the state, but no two are quite the same. Bogan says that's because Pizza King isn't a franchise, but has what's called a supply and license agreement.
We can't tell you how to run your business. The only thing you do is you buy core products from us. So then what'll happen is you're still your own boss, all right? And you get to use all the Pizza King memorabilia, logos, catchphrases, and also the recognition of the Pizza King man. Everybody knows what it is.
Pizza Kings get their crust, tomato paste, cheese, and signature chopped sausage and pepperoni from the corporate commissary every week. But you'll find a lot of variations on how the pizza is prepared. And what you'll find on the menu can vary, too. Amore Pizza King in Rockville offers a baked spaghetti special. Owner Park Swain says they've changed the look and feel of the place significantly since buying it in 2011. But the pizza is the same.
Cornmeal is one thing that we do for prep the doughs on. I just don't know that there's many out there doing it.
That familiar taste is what keeps so many people coming back year after year. Some even call wanting pizza shipped across the country. It's the same back down at the Pizza King in Evansville, but Stromboli's are actually king. Co-owner Dan Nix says they account for about 70% of the restaurant's business.
If you started with your grandparents and then your parents had it and then you have it and you go to Pizza King and you're feeding your son and daughter that, it hasn't ran its course.
Nix says they see a lot of regulars, and he estimates they're serving Stromboli's to their fourth generation of customers. He says it's not the special ingredients or the consistency of the food that keeps customers coming back. For many Hoosiers, Pizza King tastes like home. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.